What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 486. In this episode, I'll discuss medications that have in vitro but otherwise unproven activity against COVID-19. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode486. At the time of this recording, there are no treatments for COVID-19 that have in vivo clinical data supporting their use. Any available data is limited to case reports and in vitro studies. This information in this podcast is provided not to recommend a course of treatment for patients with COVID-19, but to list the medications with in vitro but otherwise unproven activity against the virus and, when applicable, provide information on when in vivo clinical data is expected to become available. Should specific treatments become recommended for COVID-19, there are a few spaces to watch for information, and those include the CDC resource page, the IDSA resource page, and the WHO resource page. And I have all of these linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode486. And of course, if anything changes, I will share with you on the podcast and my social media. Perhaps the most promising treatment is the broad-spectrum antiviral medication remdesivir. This is a nucleotide analog that inhibits RNA synthesis. The COVID-19 virus belongs to the beta coronavirus family, in which the SARS and MERS viruses also belong. Remdesivir has shown in vitro activity against the SARS and MERS viruses, as well as several other coronaviruses. In a letter to the editor in the journal Cell Research, a study of 7 different medications in vitro is described, where remdesivir potently blocked virus infection at a low micromolar concentration. There are clinical trials of remdesivir currently underway to evaluate its use in patients with COVID-19. 2 of these trials are taking place in China with study medication provided by the manufacturer Gilead. Both trials are expected to be completed in April of 2020. One is a study of 308 patients with mild to moderate disease, and the other is of 453 patients with severe disease. These are randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials. Gilead is also beginning randomized open-label trials in patients with COVID-19 this month. In addition, the NIH has begun an adaptive, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial into remdesivir as a potential treatment for hospitalized adult patients diagnosed with COVID-19. Although the clinical trials database states that results for this trial are not expected until 2023, it's likely referring to the end of the adaptive design. Results specifically on remdesivir may be available much sooner. Gilead states they have a stockpile of the medication they're using for compassionate use requests and are increasing manufacturing of the medication prior to knowing for certain if it's effective. Compassionate use requests must be initiated by the patient's treating physicians, and instructions and an email to start this process are located on Gilead's website, a link to which is in the show notes for this episode. The same letter to the editor that claimed in vitro activity of remdesivir against COVID-19 said that chloroquine had a similar effect. A study since published in Clinical Infectious Diseases found in vitro that hydroxychloroquine reached 3 times the potency of chloroquine to inhibit COVID-19. The authors stated, based on physiologically based pharmacokinetic model results, a loading dose of 400 milligrams twice daily of hydroxychloroquine sulfate given orally, followed by a maintenance dose of 200 milligrams twice daily for 4 days, is recommended for the COVID-19 infection, as it reached 3 times the potency of chloroquine phosphate when given 500 milligrams twice daily for 5 days in advance. As listener Pharmacy Hanan commented in episode 484, there is a theory that the addition of zinc will enhance the effects of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. And I have links to the studies in the show notes of those that suggest that zinc is necessary for the beneficial effects. Several studies are underway evaluating this, but the earliest expected result is in May of 2020. The combination of lopinavir ritonavir was helpful in the treatment of SARS and is therefore hoped to be of use against COVID-19. There is a published case report where starting lopinavir ritonavir coincided with COVID-19 viral load being reduced. Several trials are underway, with the earliest results expected in May of 2020. The anti-hepatitis C medications, ribavirin and sofosbuvir, appeared in an in vitro study of RNA polymerase to inhibit COVID-19. Only ribavirin has a study underway given in combination with lopinavir, ritonavir, and beta interferon, but results are not expected until July 2022. Interferon beta has been shown to protect mice from the MERS virus, and it's hoped, based on this data, that it may have a similar effect in humans with COVID-19. The proposed mechanism of action is by preventing entry of the virus into cells. And finally, the IL-6 inhibitor for rheumatoid arthritis, tocilizumab, has reportedly been used empirically in some severe COVID-19 cases in China, based on the data that critically ill COVID-19 patients had elevated IL-6 levels. If you have knowledge of another medication that belongs on this list, please reach out to me at joe@pharmacyjoe.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.